Exposure. Pulse 95 live from Exposure at the Expo Center Sharjah.
Yes, we are live with you right from Exposure, right here from the beautiful Expo Center in the Emirate of Sharjah. We've got such a fun, packed show ready for you, in store for everyone. And with Exposure, we're definitely being exposed to many photographers coming from all around the world. They're all under one roof, ready to give their advice, to give and share all the knowledge that they have gained over the years. And we've got right here with us a very, very special photographer, Robin Young. He is a travel medicine practitioner and a multi-award winning travel and commercial photographer. He enjoys traveling to exotic destinations, and he befriends and photographs or takes photographs of the locals. But he's best known for his fairy tale-esque worldview work on the Omo Valley tribes all the way in Ethiopia, as well as the Venetian masked models in Venice. And in just slightly more than 5 years, his travel photos have actually gathered more than 1,000 awards worldwide, earning him the Grandmaster status within the Australian Photographic Society. Yet for Robin, every image must look like a movie poster. These highly conceptual and thought-provoking portraits that he takes are designed to make us think and also feel a lot of emotions. It's an honor having you right here with us on the show, Robin.
Hi, everybody. I'm Robin Young. Thank you for having me here.
How has your stay at Exposure and your first impression of Exposure been?
Oh, wonderful. This is the biggest show I've seen photo-wise. Very impressed.
I got the chance to see your photo exhibition titled as The Venice Carnival. And honestly, what I found so fascinating about it is the masquerades, this very vibrant sort of color that you you try to really showcase. And the pictures themselves feel like a timepiece lost in the past. Like I'm looking into the past in some way. It's beautiful. Reminds me of, I'm someone who's played Assassin's Creed 2. So I you know, it takes place in Venice, and there's moments where they do the masquerade parties and the carnivals, and it reminds me of those missions. It's a very, very beautiful exhibition. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about the fact that that you are also a travel medicine practitioner. And I mean, how did you have that shift from, you know, that field to going into photography? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, okay. I basically started photography by chance. I like traveling, and there was one time I thought, you know, the Venice Carnival, where to see the mask. Of course, nobody could tell me. And finally, I start going home and having a search on the web page. And I was thinking what to search for, you know. Maybe the photo workshops, even if you give me a fake one, at least it satisfy my curiosity. I say, shit, oh, photo workshop. Venice Carnival. And then first one to come up, Jim Zuckerman, you know, who later became my teacher. And the website says the workshop is sold out. I said, never mind, I just email. The most people don't reply, or they say no or whatsoever. And he says, yeah, he can make an exception for me. So in 1 week's time, I was actually in Venice having a look at all this masks. Now, I wasn't a photographer then. I went there as a tourist, and I even brought my own costume, you know, with a cape and all that sort of thing.
Oh,
and
wow.
Having fun. The only camera I have was one of those small cameras that no point and shoot that ladies keep in their handbag and all that.
The little things. Kodak.
That's right.
Yeah.
Slightly more than a Kodak. Kodak one you finish and you throw, but this one, you know, it's still a digital. But the thing is that anyway, some people thought my photos weren't that bad. Next year I came back and I brought a DSLR and I started shooting, and then one thing led to another. Yeah. So of course, you know, now you know I make a little bit more effort on my photos and all that sort of things, you know, when photographing the mask, you know, and also the local Italians, which I think are great fun to be with. The mask basically come from surrounding countries around Europe, you know, France, Germany, Belgium, Austria.
I didn't notice that because it's so diverse. Every mask is its own original design and
looking
feel. That's
right. But the local Italians actually prefer painted faces and historical costumes. So if you look at my exhibition, there's actually a mix of
I definitely need to check it out again, because it's every image, every person that presents himself is exuding with so much detail and beauty to it. You can come back to it again and notice another new detail to it. It's very refined, which I wanted to ask you next. It was like a gradual, like you said, you gradually, slowly started picking up photography. Mm. So I wanted to ask you, what was the creative process that came about when you started planning to photograph, when you started taking pictures in a more professional sense?
I suppose, you know, it's like doing a painting or doing an art piece, everything have to match, you know, in a certain way. So normally, if I see someone on the street and if they... the rounding matches the costume, then I will ask him or her, you know, if I can photograph him or her, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And of course, certain scenes, you know, I know a lot of people in Venice, so a lot of the masks, they're all my friends. So I say, it's, you know, usually they won't review their costumes beforehand, and I say, oh, what have you got this year? You know, they say, oh, maybe a red dress, you know, fairy tale, that sort of thing. And I say, will it match in this location? She said, yes, it will. And I said, shall we do a picture there? You know, that sort of thing. And generally we meet there, you know, a short photo session, maybe half an hour to 45 minutes. Otherwise it gets a bit too tiring for me and her. The costumes are difficult, you know, big costumes, difficult to walk around with, difficult to see, because when you're wearing a mask, you can't really see at the side and at the bottom. So basically it's just straight ahead.
I see what you mean.
Difficult to walk around. And
But definitely, as much as it is arduous and it's hard and difficult, the images that come out of it are really exceptional.
Thank you.
Very rewarding as well. Robin, your travel portraits tend to be highly conceptual, just like you were discussing. They're thought-provoking, and they tend to simulate a lot of emotions in the audience, both visually and at the same time when it comes to our emotional capacity. So what emotions or reflections do you hope to evoke with such portraits?
Basically, I think, you know, it has to be something like a fairy tale, like a movie, you know, so depending on the costumes, you know, that sort of magical feel, you know, surreal feel that you want the people to see. Oh, actually, this kind of things, you know, it's so far away, yet so near, you know, oh, it's happening in front of me, I can't believe it, that kind of thing. Yeah, so
you want them to experience it as if they're there.
So that's the thing, you know. That I do, and in my all my photographs, it's usually all cultural related. I don't do war stuff. I don't do too much of a social, you know, so that sort of thing. So basically, you know, I like painted faces. I like cultures. So basically, you know, the Ethiopian tribes with their painted faces, the Japanese geishas, you know, with the painted face, it reflects the light nicely. I don't use flash for most of my photography, so that's what I like.
I think natural light is always if you know how to use it properly, you can make some really great shoots out of it. Being that Venice is such a culturally magical location that you love to go to, what are some other places that are probably still on your wish list, your bucket list? It's like, I still need to go to that carnival. I still need to go to that festival. There's, you know, for me personally, I'd love to see, at least once in my lifetime, the Mexican Festival of the Dead. That one is just brimming with color.
Yes. I've got a friend there who keep asking me to go, but, you know, nowadays traveling is quite expensive and takes a long time for me to get there. Basically now, you know, I've been to about 67 countries. I keep going back to the same ones. I'm terrible. So it's always, you know, Venice, I go back every year. Japan, you know, I've been there 36 times.
Still on my wish list.
Yeah, so you need to get to Kyoto, really beautiful. And some place that I haven't been going back recently that much, but I'll go back again, is France.
Well, there's
Did a series called, you know, Vox Levicum. So it's a place where they film The Man in the Iron Mask. Every year during summer, there's an event there that they all go in the period costumes. So it's very, very nice. Yeah. So, Well, there's next one will be France again.
Hopefully. I mean, there's the Paris Olympics happening very soon, so.
Definitely will be
could be the right time.
Absolutely. Robin, your photos are quite different from that of other photographers. Just like you've mentioned, you really, really plan the photo ahead. You artistically decide to go through your... to follow your passion, your curiosity, while other photographers can sometimes be driven by, we could say, commercial considerations. Mm. So what inspires you the most and how do you keep going?
What inspires me the most? I still think, you know, whatever that's beautiful and whatever that I have a concept for, you know, so still the Japanese geishas, the Venetian mask, that sort of thing. Although, you know, I'm getting more and more drawn to the painted faces in Italy. I think that's lesser explored and actually a very, very beautiful theme.
I see. Oh. And for those who get a chance to see your exhibition, again, titled the Venice
Carnival. Yeah.
The Venice Carnival. I'm sure there are those who will look at it and they will feel inspired and have that spark maybe to pursue photography in some way. Go for that same curious hunger that you have for capturing beauty. What sort of advice could you instill in those young or upcoming photographers as well?
Timing. So mine are all cultural related. So cultural related things usually is timing. The masks don't appear elsewhere in Venice except during Carnival. So the timing is important.
Yeah? Planning, preparation.
Yeah, so you have to be at the right time, at the right place. So, you know, you look at when the dates are, you know. A lot of these cultural festivals, you know, they're not on the same day every year. They usually follow, you know, the Christian calendar or, you know, Ramadan calendar, even, you know, for the Asian cultures, a lunar calendar. So, you know, every year the dates might be slightly different. So you got to plan ahead. Yeah. So timing is the most important thing. If you go there at the wrong time, you don't see the right, you see the wrong things. That's all.
Got to do your homework.
So that's right. So timing is the most important if you want to do cultural stuff. That's my advice.
Well, for those who want to get cultured, I advise you to check out the exhibition titled The Venice Carnival. Ruben Young, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure. And being that this is your first time at Exposure, we hope to see you again in the next edition and also in the foreseeable
thank
future.
Thank you. It would be an honor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, let's take a short break. And coming up next, we're going to highlight a little bit more about the daily agenda of Exposure right here on Pulse 95.